Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from AJ, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, first let me say thank you for setting me straight. I'm a 43-year-old man who was tortured by his ex-wife into eventually becoming a level 4.5 MGTOW. I also want to thank you for bringing up the free speech laws in Canada. We basically lost some of our rights here in America too. I live in Arizona, and when I brought a gun to the city council meeting last year, I was arrested. Even though I had a license for it. It's legal here to bring a gun wherever you want. It made me realize why being a level 4 MGTOW involves removing yourself, not just from women's grubby hands, but also from the state. I'm now looking forward to my van life off the grid. After watching a couple of hours of your top 25 videos and the recommendations/info in your introduction, I'm not sure if you do this sort of thing. But I want to share my story and see if it leads to a topic. Maybe your fans can also relate. I was not born tall or strong, but I was confident. Ever since I can remember, I've been able to tell women what I want. The problem is the words I have, even right now, never match what I actually say in the moment, when confronted with feelings that a woman may feel towards me, and how I may feel towards them. Here's what happened recently. I work for a large chain candle store, similar to Bath & Beds, and obviously women reveal their interest to me quite often. I recently had an interaction with one of my coworkers. She asked me if I wanted to go to her birthday party, and when I said yes, against my better judgment, she asked if I could pick up beer for her. I wanted to explain to her that I wasn't her piggy bank, oink-oinking my way to 7-Elevens for her and her friends to get drunk, while they go down the hog log flume ride. But instead I said, okay, that sounds like fun. I mean, she just turned 19 and I felt bad. My mother always told me to be nice, even though she wasn't doing that, to my father when she said that. My question is, and I'm sorry that this is long, but I don't have anyone to confide in since my best friend died of COVID. Can I still kiss one of my female coworkers and still be blackpilled? It's been years since I've had a girly, and I do get lonely. I don't ever want to commit or be happy in that way, but I do think that I could kiss her and get away with it. She also likes a lot of the same stuff that I do. By coincidence, we both watched Sliders until the O'Connells left. Turns out we both grew up in Glendale and went to the same high school. I would never say I love her, but I do actually think of her constantly. I keep thinking how much I don't like her and how much I think about her. You seem like a really cool dude who has life by your tits. Has this ever happened to you? Thank you. Well, AJ, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a sec. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women inviting you to a party and then expecting you to cater it for them clown world show. AJ, you're obviously not the 19-year-old girl's piggy bank, but if you do go to that party, you're probably going to pig out on their food. The food that people bring to it, or that she pays for. The reason I say that is because until I was domesticated by women in long-term relationships, I had to deal with the same sort of thing, not wanting to bring something to parties. But I learned that it's just something you do out of politeness and respect and not because the person you're visiting asks you to. Also, she's 19. And the last time I checked, legal drinking age in the United States is 21. So she's old enough to vote for Sleepy Joe, but she can't buy a beer at Shoeless Joe's. Of course, she probably did have friends over 21 that could have bought it for her, but maybe she thought you would actually hear about her age and do it for her because you felt sorry for her. You also say that you're blackpilled and that you worry if you kiss a girl that you'll no longer be that way. First of all, we need to look up the definition of blackpilled, which means you are presented with a situation with no way out. It's almost as if you're implying that you're single and there's no way out of it, even though you mentioned earlier in your message that you were married. If you were truly blackpilled, you wouldn't even be able to get a girlfriend. So if you kiss that woman and she reciprocates, then you're not a hopeless incel. As for kissing the female coworker in general, that's a bad idea. As a general rule, you don't mix business and pleasure unless you're a pimp. You're risking a Me Too moment at work because you've fallen off the red pill wagon. Right now you say you don't want to commit to this woman, but I thought that I could do the same thing after making my content for 1.5 years. And even I started going down the slippery slope into a sloppy vagina, which then destroyed my mind and rotted it out because of love. Only you know how big of a simp you'll become when you date someone. You mentioned that you've actually had trouble with your words, and I found that many of them didn't match up. I had to reword many of the things you said based on what I thought you meant so that people could understand you. The best way to write better and communicate what you actually mean is to practice writing for about a half an hour each day. Then you'll organize your thoughts in a journal and start to gain clarity. As for this female coworker that you want to kiss, she's most likely in her late 30s or early 40s, and around your age because of the reference to the Sliders TV show. Gee, what a coincidence. Both of you watched the same syndicated TV show, which was one of the most popular ones back then, when we only had a 30 or 40 TV channel universe. Don't you know that everyone watched it? Wow, it was easy for women to play female chameleon back then, when there were far fewer forms of entertainment and content. Today, ask a woman about the YouTube channel she watches first, and you'll know exactly what types of debauchery that she's up to. You're also thinking about her all the time, and when you do think about her, you think about how much you actually don't like her. That sounds like a paradox. She's always on your mind, but not because I like her, but because I hate her. Has it ever happened to me that I would think about a woman constantly that I despise? There was one from about 5 or 6 years ago that was bad news. I still think about her from time to time, and how I turned down the potential for a love affair. I'm glad I came to my senses. I think the more important question you have to ask, AJ, is why you get lonely in the first place. If you're a level 4 MGTOW that wants to run away from civilization, women, and the government, there's still that subconscious part of you that wants to go out there and smash women. I'm all for it, but just not in your work environment, where you could lose your job if you hurt her fifis. Also, when dating, it's hard to try and maintain the purple pill frame. Slowly you'll catch yourself falling in love and not care about your freedom as much because now you've sniffed her cooch. Do you really want to risk losing your job now thanks to Koof? I understand you're thirsty, but don't date women where you work. Go out and meet someone someplace else if you have to, but keep those two worlds separate. If you date the girl that also likes sliders, then she'll tell the 19-year-old girl that you mentioned earlier that you didn't actually want to buy her beer, as well as many of your other secrets. What happens if your kiss doesn't actually go all that smoothly and you end up becoming a creepy guy at work that makes all the other people freaked out? Then your boss might say something like, "Well, we appreciate your hard work here, but some of the other employees are concerned about you making them feel uncomfortable. Right now, during the coof, many places are shorthanded, and all it'll actually take is for 2 or 3 female coworkers to say that either you leave or they leave, and your ass would be out the door. I'm also sorry to hear about your best friend passing away. COVID is real regardless of what many people tell you. I had a bunch of relatives that caught it, and they got really sick, and many of them lost their sense of taste. When was the last time you heard of the common cold doing that to you? As for dating, I still think you have a ways to go. Feeling hate and attraction for a woman is a big step in the right direction. I would think that the next step would be to date a bunch of women until you stop being angry about them treating you the way that women normally treat men. But instead to get angry at yourself for putting yourself in a difficult situation over and over again, expecting different results. That's how you'll get through the second red pill rage. Sounds to me like your ex-wife red-pilled you about women with regards to your conscious mind. Now you need to find a way to red-pill your unconscious one too. In the meantime, you need to clearly be extra careful when dealing with female coworkers. That 19-year-old just wanted to use you for your ID and was probably just friend-zoning you to begin with. The other woman that also likes sliders, maybe if she leaves her job for another career, then it might be a good time to get in touch with her if you're interested in touching her and dating her. As for possibly having a van life, you're in the perfect place in the United States to try it. I believe there's a ton of Bureau of Land Management land somewhere around Prescott, Arizona. You can use it to live in your van for free. I'd suggest you try and live the lifestyle first by renting a small RV for 3 to 4 weeks and testing the lifestyle out before you commit to it. Besides a bad relationship, the worst thing I've experienced is life on the road for a couple of months. People get these romantic notions that they're going to live for free off the fat of the land. If I were in Arizona, I'd probably buy a house in a cheap place like Chloride, or some other semi-ghost town, and live a laid-back lifestyle, with the mountains in the distance. If my crypto boat ever comes in, I'll probably buy a house in Sedona with a nice view of the Red Cliffs. Everyone wants to travel and live out of a vehicle. Go camping in your SUV for a few weeks, and you'll see it's a new level of hell if your mindset isn't right for it. For me, the only upside was that I was off the internet in rural parts of Nevada, Nebraska, and Arizona. And the internet is so toxic for me that it was awesome to take a vacation from it. AJ, your mother taught you to always be nice, and nice guys finish last. That was the worst advice ever, and looks like your mother was shit-testing you. If, on the other hand, you watched your father stand up to your mother, then you would have most likely had that nice guy attitude canceled out by seeing your father not take BS from her. It's one thing to hear someone say nice guys finish last, but unless you've had the proper training on how to become a nice a-hole, or witness it yourself, and then internalize it while you're younger, then you just won't do it right. When women say they want a nice man, it means nice looking, and nice in the way you put them down. You can insult women in pleasant ways. A few days ago, I was out on a video shoot with a woman that gets annoying, and we were in this house with four cats, and I asked her what she thought about all those cats. She said she loved them, and then I said you should get some because you would make a cute cat lady one day. I insulted her and complimented her at the same time, and all she could do was smile and said, thanks for that jab. I knew I was putting her down, but putting that part about calling her cute in when she clearly wasn't to defuse the situation. I was nice and not nice at the same time. That's actually what women want. They don't want to have to choose between an a-hole and a nice guy. They want both of them at the same time. But I don't have enough mental energy to provide that kind of entertainment to a thought. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to AJ for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you should smash the elevator button, the down button to get out of the office, whenever you think of banging your female coworker in the broom closet. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the hypothetical female log workers from juggling chainsaws around your log and two testicular boulders away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.